NOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. The Nome City Council has again tabled a vote on a resolution to approve the 2013 Port of Nome Strategic Development Plan. At yesterday afternoon's special meeting, the council expected to vote on the plan after 2 years of review and public comment in order to put the initial phase of construction out to bid. However, not enough votes were had after concerns were brought to the council about the need for more community input. Mr. Mike Benchoff.
City leadership is acting as if everybody has Nome announced and everybody has a computer and so on and so forth. And that's not the case.
Mayor Denise Michaels reminded citizens that copies have been available online at City Hall and the library after countless meetings held over the past couple years. She added that it is the responsibility of the public to be informed when information is available. Councilman Stan Anderson explained the purpose for the port development plan.
It basically is just something to send out so you can try to get more funding. It's nothing set in concrete, nothing that can't be changed or probably will be changed. But you have to go look for money, you got to have a document in there. And the legislature's only got so much more time.
A public hearing has been scheduled for Tuesday, March 26th at 5:30 p.m. for the public to comment further on the Port of Nome Strategic Development Plan. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed an amended version of the Skills Act. The legislation aims to merge or cut redundant and ineffective workforce development programs. The original version of the act targeted a tribal program that is a significant funding source for employment training initiatives in Alaska and throughout the country. But the final version of the Skills Act includes an amendment from Alaska Representative Don Young that protects funding for tribal workforce development. Young's amendment guarantees officials set aside funding for Alaska Native, Native American, and Native Hawaiian tribes. Oklahoma Representative Tom Cole and South Dakota Representative Kristi Noem co-sponsored the amendment. Representative Young said in a press release that the tribal program, the Workforce Investment Act, has provided crucial funding to America's Native people since 1998. He says the program provides necessary resources to educate their workforce, and the amendment guarantees that tribal funding will continue. The Alaska House has passed a resolution urging the federal government to protect the Second Amendment. The resolution from Senator Fred Dyson asks Congress to maintain its authority over the president to protect the Second Amendment. It also urges the president to refrain from any further efforts to restrict firearm ownership. The original Senate resolution referred to the Second Amendment as our most fundamental right, but the House amended the resolution to say the Second Amendment is one of our most fundamental rights. The Senate will be asked to concur in the change. The Senate resolution is Dyson's second piece of legislation to pass the House this week. Dyson's other resolution applauds state officials for fighting federal overreach. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich have filed an amendment to a recent House resolution that opposes the FDA's preliminary findings on genetically engineered salmon or frankenfish. The House resolution, which was introduced by Representative Jaron Tarr of Anchorage, opposes the production of genetically engineered salmon. The amendment would require labeling of wild-caught and genetically engineered fish upon sale to consumers. Senator Begich says that Alaskans deserve to know what's on their dinner plates. The resolution was moved out of the Senate Resources Committee last Friday and will be heard next by the Rules Committee. Before the Iditarod banquet on Sunday, Nome Police Chief John Papasadora received a Patriotic Employer Award at a small ceremony. Chair Emeritus of the Employer Support of the Guard Reserve, Rick Owens, presented the award to the chief with help from Community Service Officer and Animal Control Officer Jacob Weatherby, the officer who nominated Chief Papasadora. Officer Weatherby also works for the Air National Guard and found himself needing to respond to a short-notice deployment to the Middle East last year. In the nomination, Weatherby said that he had just been hired last year and was still under probation.
However, he received no problems or complications from him at the police department when needing to leave for 4 months with less than a week's notice. He also is being supported by enabling me to participate in monthly drills in Anchorage without losing any hours of work or pay.
Chief Papasadora said that receiving the award was completely unexpected.
You know, my dad is an Air Force retiree, after 22 and a half years. I have immense respect for all the people who serve the country, particularly our military members, and I'll do whatever I can to make sure that occurs. So, thank you very much.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Chair Emeritus Rick Owens said that the employer support of the Guard Reserve works to recognize employers that go above and beyond what is mandated by law.
And anytime we have an employer that helps adjust schedules, work days off, so that we can have a service member who can fulfill his duties to guard and maintain his job and be in good standing with both, we like to be able to recognize those.
The employer support of the Guard Reserve is a committee under the Department of Defense. Their vision is to foster a culture in which all employers support and value the employment and military service of members of the National Guard and Reserve in the United States. The price of gold in New York has risen $5.70, trading at $1,612.50. An ounce of silver has risen 17 cents, trading at $29.17, and a pound of zinc is at 86 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Nome this morning at 8:57. It's expected to depart to Anchorage at 9:42. Unofficially 2 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.